Mussolini would call for the establishment of what he called a total state, a totalitarian state, in fact. But in spite of this call for a total state, Mussolini would recognize the Italian monarchy. One of the remarkable things about his regime in Italy was that the old monarchy continued in place. Victor Emmanuel would remain king of Italy. There would be no attempt to abolish the monarchy. So at the same time that Mussolini was declaring himself Il Duce, the leader, head of this total state, there was in fact a potential for the rallying of opposition, conservative opposition against the regime. The monarchy remained in place. And more important, I think, in 1929, Mussolini ended the decades-long dispute between the Italian state and the papacy. In 1929, Mussolini signed a concordat and the so-called Lateran Pact with the papacy, restoring the sovereignty of the Vatican and conceding church autonomy in education and supremacy in Italian marriage law. This concordat and then the Lateran Pact was tremendously popular in Italy. The liberal regime had been at loggerheads with the papacy since Italian unification. This action on the part of Mussolini was intended to and did win the support of the Italian peasantry. And also, the signing of the Concordat by the Pope seemed to suggest a recognition, indeed a support of the Italian state under fascism by the papacy. This won Mussolini great support in Italy, of course, and also abroad. This apparently orderly system, a system that seemed to withstand the rigors, the traumas of the Great Depression, stood in stark contrast during the late 1920s and early 1930s to the situations of the Western democracies, France, Britain, and even the United States. Indeed, Mussolini seemed successfully to have mobilized Italian nationalist feeling to create a vigorous, strong and self-confident Italy, a far cry from the previous liberal Italian regime, a far cry from the troubled Third Republic of France, or the infinitely traumatized Weimar Republic. Indeed, in the 1930s, Italy would enjoy a tremendous international reputation, Mussolini as well. And in the 1930s, so confident was Mussolini of his position at home, so confident was he of his international reputation, his position in the international community, that he was able to launch a grandiose plan to reestablish, as he put it, the Roman Empire in the Mediterranean and in the Adriatic, leading to foreign policy adventures that ultimately would drive a wedge between him and the Western democracies and lead Mussolini into the arms of his ideological comrade, Adolf Hitler in Germany. In the early 1930s, then, at a time when democracy seemed to be challenged everywhere in the West, Mussolini had established an alternative sort of regime, an alternative to both what appeared to be virtually everywhere the weak, vacillating, and incompetent democracies of the West, and in stark contrast to the Soviet experiment in Russia as well. This was to be the contribution of fascism in the 1920s to the international situation, and its influence and impact on Hitler and the German fascists we will see in a subsequent lecture.